Time for our final game. Lightning fill in the blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the score?
I sure can. Peter has 2. Roxanne and Roy each have 3.
All right. So that means Peter is in third place and you're up first.
Great.
The clock will start when I begin your first question, Peter. Fill in the blank. After assurances that the ceasefire in Syria was permanent, the White House announced it was lifting sanctions on blank.
Turkey.
Right. On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister blank said that he had failed to form a new coalition government.
Netanyahu.
Right. This week, lawmakers in Hong Kong officially scrapped a blank bill that has prompted pro-democracy protests.
Extradition.
Right. Last weekend, President Trump reversed his plans to host the blank at his luxury golf club near Miami.
Ha ha. G7.
Right. In order to redirect around a 65-foot-long road closure, officials in Britain blanked.
Gave up.
No, they created a 41-mile-long detour. On Sunday, Francis Ford Coppola joined Martin Scorsese in criticizing the blank movie franchise.
Marvel.
Movie. Yes. On Tuesday, former President blank was hospitalized with a fracture after falling in his home.
Jimmy Carter.
Right. He was released on Thursday.
Yes.
A man in Illinois trying to avoid arrest gave police a false name, but was caught when officers noticed blank.
The name he gave was his name.
No. He was caught when they saw that he had his real name tattooed on his neck. Matthew Bushman was wanted for forgery, and when police attempted to arrest him, he gave the cops a fake name. That probably would have worked if Bushman did not have his full name tattooed in giant letters on his neck. It also didn't help that he was also wearing a name tag from a recent forgers convention that said, "Hello, my name is Guilty." Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Real good. 6 right, 12 more points, total of 14. He is in the lead.
Very well done, Peter. Now, we flip the coin, and Roy has elected to go next. Roy, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Britain's parliament rejected a request to fast-track a deal on blank.
Brexit.
Right. On Monday, Democrats blocked the GOP effort to censure House Intelligence Chair blank.
Schiff.
Right. For the second week, PG&E cut power to customers in California to reduce risk of blank.
Risk of fires.
Right. A university student in Bangladesh was busted this week when she hired blank to take her exams.
Hunter Biden.
No. She hired 8 lookalikes to take her exams. On Monday, the last trailer for the 9th and final movie in the blank series was released.
Superman.
No, the Star Wars series.
Oh,
at least the Skywalker saga, to be specific. In order to keep them from cheating, a college in India had students blank during tests.
It hung a scimitar.
No. They had students... During this test, to keep them from cheating, they had students wear cardboard boxes on their heads. A recent picture showed university students taking an exam while wearing these cardboard boxes with small cutout eye holes, presumably to keep students from looking to their left or right and cheating off the person next to them. Or maybe just every student had ended up with a bad Halloween costume. The school has since apologized for doing this to their students. They say that when it comes to future ideas for preventing cheating, they'll try and think outside the box. Bill, how did Roy do in our quiz?
He got 3 right, 6 more points, total of 9, but he trails Peter.
So how many is Roxanne going to get right and thus win?
6.
6. Okay, Roxanne, this is for the game, fill in the blank. On Monday, Justin Trudeau won a second term as Prime Minister of blank.
Canada.
Right. After charges she was being evasive, presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren said she would soon release her detailed plan for blank.
Medicare for all.
Right. This week, a judge said the State Department must give a watchdog group documents relating to the president's dealings with blank.
Ukraine.
Exactly right. Okay. According to a new report, health insurance premiums covered by the blank will drop by 4% next year.
Obamacare.
Yes. This week, a security guard at a Bath and Body Works in Wisconsin had to call police for help after he blanked.
Didn't he accidentally spray himself with something?
No, he got bored and handcuffed himself to the counter. In a deal reached on Monday, 4 drug companies will pay $260 million for their role in Ohio's blank epidemic.
The opioid crisis.
Right. On Wednesday, shares in electric car company blank jumped 21%.
Tesla.
Right. Thanks to a newly passed law, it will soon be legal to eat blank in California.
It'll be legal to eat... really fatty cheeseburgers with bacon on top.
No. It will be legal to eat roadkill in California.
I didn't know that.
Well,
okay.
Now you know. The Wildlife Salvage Bill, which goes into effect next year.
Wildlife Salvage
Bill. Yes. Allows drivers who fatally strike animals with their cars, I presume, possibly with their fists, I don't know, to take the animals home and cook them. Not all Californians are pleased with the bill, especially California's many vegetarians who are finding it difficult to run over an acai bowl. Bill, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Well, she needed six. She got six. So she wins. 12 more points, 15, and the winners.